98FM. Now, that's what I call sport podcast.
Now, first on this week's And That's What I Call Sport, very happy to welcome former Middlesbrough youth and Shamrock Rovers player Trevor Clark to the show. Trevor currently playing with League One Rotherham United, who are competing for promotion to the Championship right up at the top end of the table. Trevor played around 100 games for Shamrock Rovers in the League of Ireland before moving to the League One side. And he's also an Irish 21s international, has played for his country at 15s, 17s and 19s as well, and joins us as part of our Irish Abroad series in a month when so many young Irish players are doing so well in the UK. Trevor, welcome back to 98FM again. How are you?
How are you, Jamie? How's it going?
I'm great. No problem, Trev. Thanks for coming on. I'm great, thank you, and thanks for having a chat. Now, the last time I spoke to you, you were a Shamrock Rovers player. Now you're a player playing for Rotherham in League One. So, how's life in England?
Yeah, it's good. It's good so far. Anyways, it just came unexpected, really. So, trying to adapt to things. The first couple of weeks was hard, and trying to get everything sorted, but everything kind of fell into place at the right time and finding my feet now.
Yeah, you might just explain to our listeners, Trevor, you know, how quickly the move came about, because you were in the middle of the League of Ireland season with Shamrock Rovers. The transfer window opened in the summertime and you got called into the manager, Stephen Bradley's office.
Yeah, well, it was. Well, I think we were playing against UCD on the Sunday and I was actually suspended in that game because I got too many yellow cards. So I think it was at half time in the game. Stephen Bradley just said to me, can I speak to him in the office after the game? So I was thinking to myself, what have I done wrong here? Thinking, what has he got to say to me? Because I was actually going to be signing a new contract at Rovers. So then when I went into the office then after the game, he just said, look, an offer has came in from a club and we've accepted it. So that was on the Sunday. So then we flew to England on the Tuesday and I was moved over and all with a Thursday. So it literally happened in the space of a week. So it was kind of still a shock to me, but I was delighted that happened in the same way.
Now, there's a good story. Shamrock Rovers that day beat UCD 7-0. They were 4 up at half-time, so the manager, Stephen Bradley, able to discuss transfers with one of his suspended players at half-time because that game was going so well, Trevor. And you go from, you know, nearly agreeing a new deal with Shamrock Rovers to moving back to the UK. I mentioned in my introduction you spent some time at Middlesbrough as a teenager as well. So why did you decide to go for a second stint?
When I came back and signed for Shamrock Rovers, I always said to myself that I'm not going to just go back to England for the sake of going back to England or just to be there. I always said that I was going to give it a couple of seasons in the League of Ireland and get more game time around more senior players and learn off all the pros at Shamrock Rovers, the likes of Stephen McPhail, Ronan Finn, Joey O'Brien, like all them players that you can learn off, and you have to just take everything on board. So then, obviously, when that came in, then I thought it was the right time for me to go back over, and all the experience that I got out of League of Ireland helped me a lot along the way to do what I'm going to be doing over here. So I think if I hadn't been there in the League of Ireland and had a couple of seasons and not obviously 100 games I've played, I think that's played a big part in my career and going back over here to England.
Yeah, and Trevor, of course, still 21 as well, so very, very young. And you know, it's great to have played so many senior games in the League of Ireland as well. A great example of what the League of Ireland can do for very good young players as well. And we were due to speak to Trevor around the time that he signed for Rotherham, but 3 days after he signed and around the time that the move was actually announced, disaster struck in a behind-closed-doors friendly game and Trevor suffered a really bad injury. What happened?
Well, I was actually only at the signing and I only had my first training session with all the lads. I was only after getting to know the lads, had my first training session. And then the day after that was my second day and we had a reserve game against Newcastle before the season was starting. So I was just playing left back and the ball came down the wing, they crossed the ball in and the fella that I was marking just went to run across me and I just went to block the ball, but me and the keeper on my own team collided and I actually done my PCL. In my PCL and my right knee, so it wasn't the best of starts that you could have got over here. But I think when I was at Shamrock Rovers and doing my ACL and being out for so long, I think that helped me in the long run with doing my right knee because I knew what it takes to get back. I knew what I had to do, and there's no shortcut. So I think doing my ACL actually helped me getting back from this one.
Yeah, now a PCL is a posterior cruciate ligament. My Google machine has just told me, Trevor. So how serious was the injury and how much of a, apart from obviously it being a physical blow, how much of a mental blow when you've you know, signed a 3-year professional contract back in the UK at a very good club, and you're probably on the way to a hospital and you're getting news from a doctor that you've, you know, really badly hurt your knee.
Yeah, well, look, I feared worse at the start, because obviously when I done my other knee before, straight away I thought, oh, I've done my ACL, or everything was just going through my mind. I didn't know what was wrong with my knee, because on the pitch when it happened, my whole leg went like blue and I couldn't move my leg. And then obviously you're thinking the worst when you're on the pitch. So before I knew it, my second day in, I'm in the back of an ambulance on the way down the motorway and into the hospital. And I was sitting there for a bit and went in to see the doctor. And the doctor that seen me actually told me, says, more than likely it's your ACL. So I'm sitting there for like a half an hour waiting for him to come back, thinking the ACL is gone. I'm only signing a 3-year deal, and they're 12 months, that's probably gone out the window already. But luckily enough, I got the results back, and PCL, it's bad, but it's not as bad as what your ACL is. So I was only probably just a little over 2 months getting back full fitness. But the club are a great part in that. Today I got the results, what happened. He had a programme put in place, he had everything put in place from day one, and just got me back fit as soon as possible.
Yeah, so you signed in July, you made your debut then in October because of the injury, of course. And in that debut, I think you scored the winner in the English Football League trophy. So having had to wait a little while to start your career as a Rotherham player, you managed to hit the back of the net in your debut.
Yeah, look, obviously after being out injured for such a while, and I wasn't even supposed to be in the squad that day for that game. And then it was just a chance that they said to me, look, he'll put you in the squad, get the match day feeling back and see how it, like, before starting being involved in the squad. Then a bit of luck happened, someone got injured at half time and they just called me and said, look, just go and play the second half. It's basically a free hit for you. You've been out for a while, obviously I'm not up to fitness. Went on, and then I think we went 2-1 down. Then I set up the equaliser and I got taken out for a penalty, and then in the 70 something minute I actually scored the winner. But then 10 seconds after you score a goal, it's probably the best feeling that you'll ever get in your life. Nothing will ever match that, like, especially on my debut, it was something special.
And I love that, you know, when someone scores a big goal at any football stadium, really, you know, you see the bench and you see the manager and the subs and the teammates and the fans and the commentators and the people on their laptops quickly trying to type down who crossed the ball in, who scored, what defender was marking someone, etc., etc. But for you as a professional footballer, what's that feeling actually like when you score a big goal and that little, you know, 8-10 seconds you spoke about immediately after the ball's gone in?
It's just, like, honestly, I don't know what, like, you can't describe the feeling that what it's like when the ball hits the back of the net, especially in a game like that in the cup. And my debut, once when it goes in the net, it's just like you're on top of the world for the next 10 seconds. And after that, well, not for the next 10 seconds. When I went home, obviously, that night, I couldn't sleep. I was sitting up all night thinking, did that actually happen? But it's unbelievable. I don't think anything will ever match it. Like.
And of course, no VAR in the English Football League trophy. So once you knew it was in, and you weren't having to pause your celebrations like all the poor Premier League players at the moment.
Well, once I hit the back of the net, there was no going back. So I was delighted with that. But look, my family was over with me that week. They built it coming up to the game. And obviously, I didn't think I was going to play. And they said they went home the morning of the game. I think my girlfriend went home as well. So they said, look, as long as a book flight and we go home out the day after the game, just in case you get on. And I said, look, save your money. I'm not going to get on. I won't get any minutes. I said, I'm not even supposed to be in the squad. And then, obviously, when I went down to my phone into the group, family group chat after the game, I was getting a bit of a grilling.
Of course.
So, it got out too well.
Yeah, myself and Trevor speaking early in the week as well, because Rotherham have an important game in League One against Bristol Rovers, which took place yesterday on Saturday, so we don't know the result of that. But Trevor, you've made up to now 8 league appearances in League One as well, and of course those appearances in the Cup. How have you found the transition from being a regular player with Shamrock Rovers in the League of Ireland to competing for a place, injury aside, which of course was a massive hit to you, but now that you're back fully fit, competing for a place every week at League One level?
Well, look, obviously when you're in Rovers and back at Rovers, you're playing week out and you know you're going to play. Like, but when you come over here and the standard of players and the people that's in my position as well, I think it makes you improve as a player, knowing that you have to push yourself every week to get into the team. And once you get into the team, you have to take your opportunity or else the next fella's going to be in. So it pushes you on as a player, and I think it makes you better as a player yourself. knowing that you're going to have to fight with people for your place, like.
Yeah, and it's been something that has been spoken about and written about a lot in recent years. You know, people asking, you know, people who've played in both, say, the League of Ireland Premier and League One or League Two or whatever, to make a comparison in standards between the two leagues. And I know, you know, there's a massive difference in stadiums and, you know, I'm sure in the top clubs in League One in attendances as well. But how have you found the football and you know, having been a player who's played 100 games for Rovers, who were at the top end of the League of Ireland here, to being now in League One at a team at the top end of League One?
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. League of Ireland is a good, they're a good standard of teams. But I think over here now in League One, there's a lot more, more teams that is going to give you a good game. Where in League of Ireland, there's only them one or two games that you're actually going to, that you're going to get tested in the game. Where over here now, every game is a good game. Every game, they're going to have to fight for the game. Anybody can beat anybody in this league, and I think that's a good thing about it. They're not going out thinking, oh, we're going to beat these anyway. It's every game. So you could, God knows where you can end at the end of the season, because everybody's just taking points off everyone. So it's a good standard over here. Fitness and physically, like, is a lot stronger over here, and the standard of players are a little bit better, like.
Your Honour, that's what I call sport on 98FM. It's Jamie Moore on Sunday speaking to former Shamrock Rovers man Trevor Clark, now playing for Rotherham United in League One. We've spoken a little bit about the football, Trevor. Now let's hear about life off the pitch. And you mentioned how quickly the move happened, and I'm sure you had to spend some time in a variety of different hotels in the area before you managed to find yourself an apartment. So how's life off the pitch? Everything from, you know, where to live, to a car, to having to cook the own, you know, your own meals, and also, I'm sure, a little bit of homesickness as well.
Yeah, well, look, obviously when you first move over, is the hardest part. Getting over them 4-6 weeks is probably one of the toughest things you can do, especially when you're going over and you have no place to live. And as I said, I was in hotels for the first about 5 weeks I was over here, and then I got a date from the apartment. So I just went down and got all my stuff from IKEA and just took the chance that I was going to be in the apartment on that date. So luckily enough I was, and the day I got in I got all my stuff delivered from IKEA and got everything set up. And but I was going around hotels with basically all my pillowcases, my bed clothes, everything, just for the new apartment. I felt because, oh, you just feel horrible when you're in, you just want to get in, you want to get settled down as quick as you can, like. But once I got that sorted, it kind of, everything else just falls into place. Got my own car then a few weeks after that. So I think the car was probably one of the biggest things, because you need to get in and out of training, and you want to pick people up from the airport, or it's just all them things add up. And I think once you get them sorted, it's not too bad then, like. But coming down to the cooking part of it, I'm not the best cook. I don't know, I'm not going to say I'm a good cook, but I can cook chicken and rice, and probably that's the only thing I can cook. But it was tough at the start, but I'm gradually finding my feet. And obviously my missus coming over, and she's helped me settle in, and she's doing a little bit of cooking, but hers isn't great either.
I hope she's not listening, or she'll never cook for you again, or she'll poison you.
Oh, no, I think, to be fair, I'd say I'm the better cook out of the two of us, so I'd probably prefer to cook myself. But if I wasn't my whole coming over every week and helped me settle in, obviously doing everything, designing the inside of the apartment the way she wanted it. I just let her do all that, so she has everywhere looking nice and smelling nice, and everything is fresh.
Lovely. Now, the words IKEA make me a little bit scared, Trevor, because I built a home office in my house about 6 months ago, and, you know, it used to be a bedroom, and got a, you know, the desk from IKEA, and the sofa, and the office chair, and the bracket for the TV, and the TV in somewhere else, and like a little place for storage. And I had to get my stepdad, who is like a builder, tradesman type, really, really brilliant at all that stuff, to come. And it took him about 6 hours to build it, because I was looking at all these bolts and packages and instructions going, what am I meant to do here? How did you get on?
Well, to be fair, I got all my stuff in, and then I get in the night, I got all my stuff delivered. I said, the first thing I need to do is I need to put my bed up, because that's the main thing you need. I said, I'll put my bed up tonight, and then I can put everything else up as I go along, so I'm not going to rush into it. So the first night, all my stuff came. There I am. I was there for about 4 hours trying to put this bed together. So finally, you get the bed up. The whole bed is up, and then I'm just standing there looking at the bed, and I realise, I'm like, I have no mid name or slats off the bed. So I'm thinking, where are they? So I rang up IKEA, went back to IKEA. I think this is at like 8:30 at night. It shuts at 9 o'clock. Jumped into a taxi because I had no car at the time. Jumped into a taxi, went down, and I said to the woman, okay, look, none of the stuff came with the bed. And she says to me, you have to buy them separate. So I had to buy them separate and get a taxi all the way back up, put them on, and then finally I could sleep then that night. But it took me a good few days to put everything up. But to be fair, one of my mates from Dublin, Jordan, she came over, and when I was at one of my matches, he put most of my stuff up for me. So it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad.
You heard it here first. So Trevor Clark, having spent 5 weeks in different hotels carrying his life around with him, he buys half the bed and nearly had to sleep on the floor on his first night in his apartment because he didn't know what he had to buy. My God.
Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, the life of a footballer, huh? Trevor, finally, on the football itself, the Irish under-21s, you have been capped. I remember watching you playing in Whitehall in that, you know, the first game under Stephen Kenny, the Irish under-21 home-based team played against the Irish amateur team. I can't even remember when that was. It must have been around a year ago. It must have been around this time last year, was it?
It was over a year ago. Yeah,
and I know, you know, injuries and stuff have hampered. I think the last time you were called up to the squad, you were unable to play because of the injury as well. So I'm not sure if you played a competitive game under Stephen Kenny, but you are still eligible. There are 3 games left in this campaign. The team have done brilliantly. A very young team. Even a lot of players, you know, younger than you have been starring in it. What have you made of kind of watching from afar, and how ambitious are you to get back into that squad now that you're back fully fit and I'm sure raring to get back in green again?
Yeah, obviously it's been a long time since I've played a competitive game for your country, and it's always a great achievement to get called up for your country, and especially looking at the Ireland under 21 squad, how good they're doing now and the squad that they have. You're just looking from the bush, but you just want to be a part. You want to be with the lads. And then when I got the call up, I was buzzing, and then obviously for it to be put down with an injury. But looking at them now and the manager they have, Stephen Kenny, and how they're going now in the group stage with a couple of games left and they can qualify as well, so I'll just hopefully get back playing and get my fitness up, and then hopefully can be involved in the squad, because the squad that they have now is very good, so it will be a good competition for places in the squad as well.
And Trevor, lastly, I just wanted to finish on, you know, maybe some advice that you might have for maybe young people listening or parents who, you know, maybe are young players in the League of Ireland, or maybe they're still playing for schoolboy clubs here in Dublin and in Ireland. And there's been debates recently about, you know, how good the League of Ireland underage is for young players. I certainly think from 13s up, it has been a great success so far. You've come through under 19 football certainly as well. And you've had the opportunity to come home, to be able to play for a League of Ireland club, to get enough games then in the senior level to be able to go back to the UK, you know, and earn proper money on a proper contract as an adult as opposed to as a child. And I just feel now with the way the FAI is, and hopefully with the way the League of Ireland will be in the coming years and so on, that there's a great opportunity for young people in this country to really go and chase their football dream here without having to do what you had to do and originally go to the UK at 16. And I'm sure as well you're very, very happy to have had the League of Ireland help that you did have to progress your career.
Yeah, no, look, I think if we could go back in time, and obviously before I went over to Middlesbrough, from the experience that I've had, if I could have went back in time, I wouldn't have went to Middlesbrough at such a young age, because you're too young, like you're still only a mammy's boy, you don't know what you're doing, you're in a different country, you're in digs, it's a different life altogether. People think, oh, I need to go to England now, I need to get over there, and they think it's the end of the world if they don't go over by the time they're 18. But if I could go back in time, I wouldn't have went till obviously right now, till I got the experience and obviously what I know. So if I was go back in time, and the young players now coming through, I'd stay in the League of Ireland as long as I can, get as much experience as you can, and you're going to learn off everybody, and you're going to be more mature going over when you're in your 20s, and you're going to have a better chance at playing first team football, because if you stay in League of Ireland and you break into the one of the first teams, you're going to get bought by a manager. He wants you. You're going to be straight in and in and around the force team rather than be going over, stuck in the academy, not getting in, and then you end up coming home. So if I was all the young players coming through now, I'll just stay in the League of Ireland as long as I can and get as much experience as I can.
Great stuff, fantastic advice, and a really interesting interview from Trevor Clark. Trevor, thanks for your time. The best luck for the rest of the season with Rotherham, hopefully with the Irish 21s as well. And the next time I go to IKEA, I'll give you a ring.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
98 FM's. Now that's what I call sport.
Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.